So our first speaker is Gordon Manser, who is a senior behavioral scientist in the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. His research focuses primarily on HIV prevention and substance abuse among gay and bisexual men in the United States over the last few decades. And he will be discussing, he'll be differentiating the associations of binge and social alcohol use with event-level sexual risk behavior by HIV status among substance-using MSM, rather. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being such diehards and showing up at 4:30 on the last full day of the conference. So I would like to disclose no disclosures, and then also give a disclaimer for CDC that the views presented here are those of the authors and not necessarily those of CDC. I'd like to also acknowledge the PIs on this project. In Chicago, David McKernan; Los Angeles, Sharon Hudson; New York, Beryl Koblen; San Francisco, Grant Colfax; and my crew in Atlanta. So MSM continue to be at heightened risk for HIV infection in the U.S., and particularly substance-using MSM. However, binge drinking as an association with sexual risk has not been really well studied in among MSM overall, but specifically in substance-using MSM. So the purpose of this analysis is to assess sexual encounter-level associations of overall alcohol use prior to sex with unprotected anal sex by respondent HIV serostatus controlling for drug use. And then following that analysis to further assess alcohol subdivided or subdefined into binge drinking and social use prior to sex, which is 5+ drinks for binge and 1 to 4 drinks for social users. So the methods for Project Mix was a randomized control trial, intervention trial for high-risk substance-using MSM. These are men who are sort of at the upper end of risk among MSM. So they have had, at the time of baseline when they enrolled, they had had unprotected receptive or insertive anal sex within the prior 6 months, as well as they had used substances during sex in the prior 6 months. Sampling was a convenient sample enrolled in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco in the years of 2005 to 2007. There are about 600 negative men and about 607 positive men. The assessment, we used self-reported demographic variables, self-reported unprotected anal sex during their most recent anal sex encounter. And so these are folks who are very sexually active, so that was generally within the last 3 months or so. And we specifically analyzed by insertive and receptive anal sex and with an HIV discordant partner. So for the positives, it was either a negative, a known negative partner or unknown serostatus partner. And for negatives, it was a known positive partner or unknown serostatus partner. And the substance use was specifically right before or during the sexual encounter. Again, binge was 5+ drinks, and social use was 1 to 4 drinks. The analysis I'll be presenting you includes chi-square statistics for bivariate level differences, as well as multivariate regression analyses. And it's subdivided, you'll see, by insertive and receptive anal sex. So here's the prevalence for substance use in this population. For the sample overall, 55% reported using alcohol at all in their last most recent anal sex encounter. Subdividing that was 29% of that was social use of alcohol, and 26% overall for the population was binge alcohol use. In addition, 59% reported drug use, non-alcohol substance use, and in a combined sense, when we looked at both alcohol and other drug use, that was 39% of the sample. So heavy substance use in their last anal sex encounter. And in that encounter, 37% reported unprotected insertive anal sex, and 39% reported unprotected receptive anal. So broken down by serostatus, respondent serostatus, we see significant differences in terms of drug use. Let's go down about four rows. 71% of positives reported drug use, non-alcohol drug use, in that encounter versus 47% of the negatives. And then for alcohol use, the top row, there was no significant difference in overall alcohol use between the two groups, but when you look at the sub-definitions of social and binge alcohol use, the negatives were more likely to report binge alcohol use, and the positives were marginally more likely to report social alcohol use. Combined drug and alcohol use, there was a significant difference such that the positives reported more combined use. Now, for sexual risk behavior, there's no difference in terms of unprotected insertive anal sex, but there was a significant difference, almost a twofold actually, for positives reporting unprotected receptive anal sex. So just to remind you about the multivariate models that I'm going to go over now, they're separated by receptive and insertive, and it's specifically for discordant, unprotected receptive and insertive. The first model I'll show you for each one is the combined overall alcohol use definition. The second model is broken down to binge and social use. So this is the, for discordant unprotected receptive anal sex, so this is the riskiest behavior for negatives. So with just general alcohol use and drug use in the model, alcohol was not associated with discordant unprotected receptive anal sex. However, drug use was. When we subdivide that into social and binge drinking was associated with unprotected receptive anal sex, and social drinking was not. And then drug use was maintained in the model. Now, when we look at insertive, so this is a little bit less risky. Alcohol use was associated with unprotected insertive anal sex, but drug use was not. And then broken down to binge and social, both binge and social were independently associated with unprotected insertive anal sex. We also see that older age down there, 40 plus versus the youngest group, 18 to 29, older age was associated with unprotected insertive in this group. Now, for positives, we found nothing. So if you remember, this is all four models here. So if you remember at the beginning how high their drug use was at the beginning, in their last anal sex encounter, what we might be seeing here is that the drug is not playing out here, even beyond the alcohol, just because there's a ceiling effect going on. There's so much drug use going on in this population that it doesn't differentiate between sex risk and not. So to summarize, overall, alcohol use was not linked to discordant unprotected receptive anal sex, and drug use was linked to DURA. However, when we looked at the subdivisions into binge and social, we saw that binge drinking was associated with this highest risk for HIV infection among HIV-negative MSM. For insertive, overall alcohol use was linked to that. And then when it was broken down, and drug use was not, but then when alcohol was broken down, both the social and the binge were associated with unprotected insertive anal sex, while drug use maintained non-significance. And then, again, we didn't find anything for the positives. So the implications are that distinguishing between binge and social alcohol use can have nuanced effects for us in terms of looking at opportunities to develop interventions and prevention messages, particularly for HIV negative men and particularly for the highest risk behavior for them to become infected. And then it also has implications for further research in this area as we move forward, and perhaps moving more towards using binge versus social alcohol use as a standard rather than just alcohol in general. If you have any questions, you can contact me here. I guess we're taking questions at the end then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.